Good morning, friends. This is Brother Ephraim again. Greetings in Jesus' name. This morning we will continue again our theme for this week, Breaking Rank with the End Time Rebellion. And I think by now you know what I mean by the End Time Rebellion. It's the falling away spoken of in Thessalonians. And there's numerous places throughout Scripture. I haven't really taken time to go through those specific scriptures, but there are numerous scriptures that speak of the end time rebellion, maybe not in those specific words, but in that meaning. And I've been talking about how are we going to victoriously get through the end times. We are told that there will be tribulation, such as has not been before and will not be after on the earth. And that's that makes our hearts tremble in the flesh. But we also, in faith, know that God does and will take care of His own. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Yesterday morning, we looked at walking in love, how that's going to preserve us. This morning, it would be somewhat the same thing, but we're going to give it a different title. It wouldn't be that necessarily the same, but love is always required to be successful and victorious as a Christian. This morning we're going to look at Christ-like one anothering. Christ-like one anothering. And again, I have a list of scriptures here that I'd like to go through. And like the other mornings, there's just so much more than what we can really cover in 10 minutes. But we'll touch on a few scriptures, make a few comments, and trust that we can all be edified. John 13:34, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another." So, probably the first and foremost, one anothering is love. See that ye love one another. Mark 9:50, salt is good, but if the salt have lost his savor, if the salt have lost his saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace one with another. There's another one anothering, having peace one with another. Romans 12:5, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. We are members one of another. And that's our own commitment that we have to make, that I am a member of you, you're a member of me. Hebrews speaks of forsaking not the assembly of ourselves in the last days, so much the more we should come together as we see the day approaching to encourage and edify and exhort one another. So in our one anothering, we are members one of another, and we look out for each other. Romans 12:10, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, esteeming each other better than our own, in love. Romans 12:16, this one speaks of humility, of lowliness of heart and mind. Be of the same mind one toward another, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Romans 14:19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. Here's another one anothering commandment. Edify one another. Edify means the same as building up. See that we build up one another. And that's the mission of Fountain of Life, is to edify, to build up the body of Christ. Romans 15:14. I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Here's another one anothering. We should be able to admonish one another. If you see me in error, if you're concerned about the direction I'm going, you should be able to come to me and admonish me to go the right way, and I need to be able to receive it. Romans 16:16, salute one another with an holy kiss. 1 Corinthians 12:24, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. There again, it speaks of membership in the body of Christ, caring one for another. Galatians 5:13, speaking of the liberty we have in Christ and how we are not to abuse that liberty. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Again, by love serving one another. Galatians 6:2, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Ephesians 4:2, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another, having forbearance with one another. What wonderful words of life all these commandments are. If we just walk in them, how happy we will be. Ephesians 5:21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Speaking of yielding ourselves, laying down our lives, honoring one another. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Okay, here's one with a new one that we haven't touched yet. James 4:11. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. Not speaking evil of one another. James 5:9. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. James 5:16. This is another one. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I think I'll stop there. Let me give you one more. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. This is one of my favorite verses. Walking in the light as he is in the light. Allowing no shady areas in our life, allowing no grayness or no shadow of darkness into our lives, but walking in the light as he is in the light. And then we can have fellowship one with another. It's a beautiful thing to have fellowship with the people of God, the saints. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Well, my friends, I hope we have convinced ourselves by now, we have allowed ourselves to be convinced by the Word of God that we do need one another. And we can even say we need one another, especially in the last time. We have always needed one another, but especially in the last time. So much the more as we see the day approaching. We need to be doing all these things and practicing them and helping one another and looking out for each other, being our brother's keeper. Not being like Cain, who said, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, we are. We are our brother's keeper. May we seek to fulfill all these one anotherings in the last days, and by love serve one another. Amen. God bless you. We look forward to sharing with you again tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful day, and look to Jesus.